Any other new business?
Mooring field stuff. So I know we've talked about it,
yeah.
But I really need people's input on that, because once we put this out to the public, I really want to have a good solid plan.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So any suggestions, bring
them
up.
Just shoot them to you.
Yep. Like I said, I've called Falmouth to find out what they did. But if we're going to move that many moorings, it might behoove us to bite the bullet and do it right. This is our only one chance, but...
But I also heard loud and clear that Yachting Solutions at this point is offering to pay, and we've got to expect payment.
I talked to them about that.
Yeah.
Originally, I was like, well, looks like it's going to displace, you know, roughly 100 moorings at roughly $100 per mooring move. But if we want to change the whole mooring field, you're talking $285.
That's right.
And he didn't balk at $10K.
Yep.
Okay.
But you're going to.
But I would balk at $30K. You know, so.
But I think that, you know, they've come to us in good faith.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They definitely want to be team players with us. Mm-hmm. When somebody makes an offer, register it, make sure it gets into the minutes. And we follow it through, because I think this is one of the ways Rockland loses money, is people will offer, and then we go, well, maybe we don't want to take it, but we do want
to
take
it. It needs to be in writing.
It needs to be in writing.
It needs to be.
Yep.
So, not in the minutes. It needs to be between the city and the owner.
Start with the minutes, and then it does move to coming up with
this is your bargaining tool.
That's right, contract.
Writing your letter of support.
That's right.
Exactly. Yeah, watch out.
But you're not going to be able to take the same mooring from 20 feet of water and put it in 30 feet of water without changing the length of the chain and stuff.
Right.
You're right.
Right.
Yeah. Now that's going to be a
significant amount of money.
A significant amount of money, yeah.
Yeah.
And then when you get out to 30 and 40 feet of water, it's a lot more money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're talking 40-foot top chains rather than 15s.
Right.
Yeah, so it's kerching, kerching. They've made the offer. They didn't seem to have a problem with it. So that's something, right, if we do write a letter, do people want me to write a letter in support of the harbor, the Yachting Solutions redesign?
I think...
So, Richard, you don't know.
Well, the only concern I have is the view. Because what you're going to see from here is just pressure-treated lumber. I don't think the public. I think the public's going to have more input on the wave attenuators.
And we brought that up from day one, was the view, because we have a ton of people that come down here even in the wintertime, eat their lunch and look out. And there's no boats out in the harbor, so you know they're looking at the water. It's a great view. So what they're going to do, and I believe Mike alluded to it, he's going to make a computer-generated model of what the view would be. Based on somebody standing on the, you know, right down here. Now, knowing that, in the summertime, their floats, they're going to have big boats tied to it. So obviously, you're not going to see passing during the times that they do have the boats on there. But what I was more concerned about was when the boats are not there in the wintertime, we're talking all year, you can't see the harbor. That's what he's going to do.
Personally, I like the project.
You do like
losing the view would bother me, but and the people in my neighborhood and they're concerned of any loss of public space they're concerned about, and they're concerned about
loss of
just coming down here and seeing 15 feet of pressure treated lumber taken out of water. You know, that's just like not appealing to.
So do they know when they would have that visual ready?
I believe that he said he was going to have it ready for the city council meeting.
We're hoping to schedule something in January with the council. We're not going to schedule it until they're ready.
I see that as the only stumbling block early myself. But.
So then is the recommendation to wait on a letter?
I'd rather wait on a letter because I still have some hesitation about the fishing community. I mean, you said it tonight that when the bigger yachts come in, they run over the traps. They're not mindful and they're not respectful. We have to look at everyone. We have a community that's not quite happy with the view, but now we may have fishing families that are going to be affected by it as well.
Okay.
And the state really cares about public views, and that's why there isn't a marina next to the Rockland Breakwater. because finally the view from Mary Reed Park would be.
If they built that wall out of granite, I wouldn't have so much trouble.
That's true.
But then it would go all the way to the bottom.
It would be a lot more expensive.
Yeah. We'd go right down in there. Current design didn't go right down and kind of had almost like flappers and space. So.
Unusual hot water recirculation.
I know.
A lot of questions that they can't answer have not answered. And the big concern I have as well is, you know, we, and I know everyone always frowns at me when I say this, but we have a boardwalk now that we're not responsible for, but it is deteriorating. And he's not taking care of that. So are we going to take care of this project, or are we going to see the same thing?